Remember those pesky voiced consonants that I warned you about in a previous video? Well, today I'm going to teach you to use these things in a very strategic set of vocal warm-up exercises. Done correctly, these exercises can help you erase your vocal break, add vocal resonance, loosen vocal tension, and widen your vocal range without strain. And yes, like a lot of great vocal exercises,
they're weird. But they work.
You're listening to All Things Vocal Podcast. I'm your host, Judy Rodman. Join me for game-changing vocal lessons and advice from creatives and voice industry insiders who share the secrets they've found for personal and career success. Join us and be inspired to make your messages matter. The vocal exercises I'm going to teach you today are ones I consistently use with all my vocal students. I call them the voiced consonant exercises. And because they don't require specific pitch accuracy, they work for both singers and speakers who don't sing. How do they work? These exercises stretch and work the tissues and muscles of your throat channel, also known as the vocal tract, which is an F-shaped tube coming up your throat from the larynx, forking at the postnasal drip zone out the mouth and the nose. Or, as an article from the National Medical Library describes it, the nasal, oral, and laryngeal pharynx. Doing these exercises properly will also stretch the sinuses and the eustachian tubes, which open into the upper pharynx, to the point where you may experience a rush of drainage or your ears may pop. All a good sign that you're doing them properly. All right, so what can they do for your voice? It's a bit like kneading bread dough. These exercises will make the throat channel tissues and muscles more elastic and capable of more intricate movement. This will give your voice access to more interesting tone colors and will free the voice from tension in the jaw, neck, and face that can limit the automatic working of the vocal apparatus. These exercises blend your head and chest registers across the passaggio or register break in the middle of your vocal range, therefore mixing and extending your vocal range in both directions without strain. So, if I've talked you into it, let's do this, shall we? Okay, so I want you to know for best results, it's much more important how you do any vocal exercise than how many you do. So here are some tips to get your form right for these. My favorite word for vocal technique is pull, which is the opposite of push. Pull these exercises 45 degrees up to the balcony above and behind you. It's not a huge move. It's just a subtle little twist up and open. My other favorite throat opening word is morph, which means shape shift. As you do these exercises, actively morph and free the voiced consonants and syllables by gently circling your jaw a bit when you drop it, like chewing gum, and talking with active, not numb, eyes. Also, flexibly balance your head back over your tailbone or your heels. And lastly, don't raise your chin or headbutt because that's pushing. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start with what I call the vocal cow sound because it sounds like the beginning of a moo. You'll recognize it. Raise your eyebrows, drop your jaw, pull your head back slightly, and say, mmm. I'm going to show you again. It's pulling the sound into being, okay? Mmm. Okay, now that you're doing that right, we're going to do it twice. And each time we're going to relax back to center so that you can stretch again. So don't rush through the middle, and we're going to go from chest to head voice and try to erase that break through the middle by going 45 degrees across it. All right. And guys, you can start a lot lower. You don't have to go as high as I'm going. Pitch doesn't matter. Just cross from chest voice to head voice. And if you don't know what head voice is, it's kind of a cartoon voice. Think of it that way. All right. Repeat after me. Mmm. Don't forget, drop your jaw, raise your eyebrows, and pull back a little bit twice so you relax in the middle. Again. Don't lift your chin. Okay, the next one is May. And me. Now, before you do it, make sure your E is vertical, not horizontal, like a kazoo. Me. Me. So repeat after me. Me. Mo. Moo. Okay, now we're going to go on to N's. When you do the N, you want to put the tip of your tongue at the back of your top front teeth so that the bottom has to let go and the base has to relax so you can stretch your tongue and then relax it, you know, back to center and then turn it into the syllable. So repeat after me. First, let's do the N. Mm. All right. And then go on to no. And if you find yourself yodeling, no, you probably are trying to go into head voice too soon. Don't be in a hurry to go through the middle. Let it stretch on up and kind of yawn over into head voice. No. Try again. Nay. Nay. No. No. Okay, now let's try it using an R. All right? Try not to make an R sound like a pirate sound, R. Instead, create the R or articulate the R more in the front of your mouth, R. All right? It's going to be a bit like R for the first syllable. All right, repeat after me. R-ray. And I yodeled a little bit, so I would do it again and try to pull a little bit more smoothly. Ray. You try it. And ra-woo. Don't tighten your lips on that ooh. Ra-woo. Just open your jaw. Okay, now let's cross down from top to bottom. Let's go the other way, from head voice to chest voice. For this, we're going to use a Y. So again, don't create it in the back. Yeah. Create it in the front. Yeah. Here we go, top down. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter how high or how low, just cross. Yay. 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 Yo. And you. Okay, now try doing a random mix of these different syllables. Let's go. Ma. No. Maybe take the R down. Ra. and maybe take the Y up. Yo. Just mix it up, always dropping your jaw twice and pulling like I'm pulling your ponytail up in the balcony above and behind you. Okay, what did you experience from doing these exercises? Did you find the jaw freedom strange? Good. Did you maybe experience a rush of drainage or ear popping? Again, good. Does your voice feel a little bit warmer and more open? Did you find your vocal breaks a little less noticeable or even disappearing? The more you do this exercise, if you do it properly, the more that will happen. Okay, try singing something. Do you notice something different about the way your voice feels or sounds? You can use these exercises as a preparation for any vocal practice or performance, including for other vocal exercises. So let me know how this works for you in the comments or contact me on my website. And don't forget to subscribe for more free vocal lessons like this. If you like these and want to go farther, book a lesson with me or purchase my Power Path and Performance Vocal Training or my Speaking Voice Technique course. I'll leave links in the description and notes. Okay, this is Judy Rodman, and we'll see you next time for All Things Vocal,
the podcast for voices with messages that matter.